everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. Thank you for joining for another opportunity to have an in-depth conversation about topics that are really vital for your health and well-being. As always, we have very special guests that really expand our minds and open us to many more possibilities. And if you want to be sure to catch every single show, I certainly encourage you and invite you to go to my website, drcherylselman.com, or to my Facebook page, What Women Must Know, because I post the archive shows every week, and that ensures that you won't miss one show. It goes right into your inbox, and you'll be notified if it's on Facebook, and then you'll be able to catch and listen to the shows whenever it's convenient. And also remember, I have a second show on Progressive Radio Network called The Love Code, and The Love Code is another inspiring show where I invite spiritual authors, seekers, teachers, people who've had profound spiritual journeys. And the purpose of the show is to uplift, inspire, transform, and heal you. So I hope you'll join me there. Both shows, What Women Must Know and The Love Code, are transforming for you. So tune in, listen, opt into Dr. Cheryl Selman, get my shows sent to you, or just have them posted over on Facebook at What Women Must Know, so you can like me over there. So we're going to talk today about a profound healing modality. I have been really fascinated by many healing modalities, and as a naturopathic doctor, I am always exploring tools that really can truly support the body's ability to heal and rejuvenate. I have worked with many modalities, and they're all fantastic, but my latest discovery, and I have to say it is a recent discovery, is understanding the power and the nature of light. And have you ever considered this thought, that the most important nutrient for the body, you know, we talk about many nutrients, many vitamins, minerals, many herbs, but what is the number one most important nutrient for the body? Well, if your answer is light, you're correct. And if you don't really know what that means, or if you're ready to learn more, then you absolutely want to be listening to the show today, because we have an amazing conversation that's going to be explaining the power of light for healing, for transformation, for rejuvenating us on all levels, including our brains, our skin, how to build collagen, elastin. I know all of us are interested in that. And many, many other healing benefits from light, as well as we're going to be exploring one of the most effective technologies that I have been using just recently that is a way to receive this powerful nutrient and all the frequencies involved. So anyway, we're about to delve into a fascinating subject with my guest today, and her name is Yvonne Hedeker. And let me tell you a little bit about Yvonne. She is the CEO and co-founder of Light Health Research, maker of the Dream Spa Light System. And Light Health Research was founded in 2010 to bring advanced photobiomodulation, big word, photobiomodulation to consumers. Their mission was to develop devices that provide cellular and molecular rejuvenation from the inside out. By delivering professional-grade phototherapy in everyday people, Yvonne's dual background in both the business world and in health and healing lined up perfectly with the creation of Light Health Research. Yvonne started her career in the business world in 1988 as a CPA. She co-founded a boutique tax and estate planning firm. In 2000, after becoming bedridden and diagnosed with fibromyalgia, Yvonne quickly realized that conventional medicine did not have much to offer her, other than alleviation of symptoms with drugs that came with serious side effects. She became passionate about health, wellness, and natural healing, devouring any information she could get her hands on. She left the business world and, after her recovery, became an advanced clinical hypnotherapist with a practice focused on the body-mind connection in healing disease and trauma. So I am so happy to welcome Yvonne to the show today. And hello, Yvonne.
Hi, Cheryl. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's such a pleasure, and I am so looking forward to our conversation because the topic of light, understanding light as a nutrient, as I said earlier, is so fascinating to me and probably a new concept to many people listening. So this is such a great opportunity for all of us to learn and expand our horizons and understand why light is so profound and so kind of underestimated, if not totally ignored by the medical world, although I think we're starting to get more into different devices that work with light. So we're going to start at the very beginning, Yvonne, and help people move through this new, well, new to many people, but really an ancient healing modality.
Right.
So what is light? When we talk about light, what are we talking about? Let's start there.
Well, you know, that's very interesting because Einstein actually won the Nobel Prize not for the theory of relativity, but for the photoelectric effect. And he was the one who proved and demonstrated how light or subatomic particles of light, which he called quanta, and that's how we got the term quantum physics, interacts with all matter, but especially living organisms. So light is something, you know, that we've taken for granted. And, oh, and to go back to Einstein, he said light is a wave and a particle. So if we delve further into that, it gets pretty involved into quantum physics. But the important thing for us to know is that light is intrinsic to life. There is no life without light energy. Actually, all the energy on the planet, even when we eat meat, comes indirectly from light because the animals ate the plants that received the light. And that's why we're often told to eat fresh vegetables and fruit because they contain the most light energy. So all of it comes from the sun and our life depends on it. And we've known that for a long time, like you said. You know, we take it for granted, I think, especially in today's world, where, you're right, we're so used to being indoors. We drive, we work indoors, we watch TV. And Harvard recently did a study that concluded that Americans, including those in Southern California, which I have a hard time believing because I'm in the Midwest, in the cold Midwest, this year was very cold, even in Southern California, Americans spend, on average, 95% of their time indoors. And that's become very detrimental to our health.
We don't really think very much about the role of the sun in life. In fact, if anything, the sun has been, interestingly enough, demonized these days because there's an association with exposure to sunlight as a cause for cancers, melanoma, skin cancers of all sorts, but we've got it all wrong, and we need to understand. We need to understand why we have it all wrong, why we have been fooled into thinking that the sun is a source of harm, and have put ourselves inside or slathered up with sunscreens, so we never actually have access to the healing frequencies of light. So kind of help us unravel that misperception, Yvonne.
Well, you know, Western medicine often has a black and white view of things. And there are cases where too much sun exposure, because the ozone layer has been eroded, especially for people with very light skin and at certain times of day, can be harmful. There are wavelengths of sunlight that are harmful. You know, we have UV, and there's UVA and UVB, and one is helpful, and we need both, but they need to be offset, and we shouldn't have too much of one or the other. So it's more about having common sense and being reasonable. What has inadvertently happened is people have been scared away from the sun. And this is having profound effects on our wellness. I just saw a research study just a couple days ago. I came across it, that researchers are warning that actually too much sun avoidance is as harmful as smoking a pack of cigarettes a day. I'm in the light therapy business, and I'm even amazed by that. And I know that there's sun avoidance, and people who buy our product and use it daily, I still tell them, you know, please, every day, go out in the natural sunlight, because there's no mistake in creation. This was created, you know, whether we think there's a creator or it just evolved on its own, as some scientists think, out of the Big Bang, it doesn't matter. It's perfectly suited to promote our life. And without light, there is no energy. You know, we used to think that all our energy came from food, eating food, breathing, but mostly from food. And that theory, the metabolic theory or the caloric theory, was debunked actually in 1972. I think they were still teaching it in schools when I was in school, but it debunked in 1972 by American researchers, I mean very high-end researchers, who said, you know what, we have all this new scientific equipment that we didn't have back in the 50s, and let's go and retest and discover more about what creates energy at a cellular level. And they were confounded because there was a missing piece they could not identify at that time. They concluded that we get about 30% of our energy at most from food, which is so interesting. I think hardly anybody knows this. We covered it in one of our recent newsletters. Yeah. And they actually came out with an unknown variable in their equation, and they called it capital Q, lowercase x. And it wasn't until recently that we discovered that a large portion, if not all of this, is the light that we're exposed to, whether it's good light for us or not so good, like fluorescents are not good for us. They actually drain us.
I was just going to jump in to say that I've been really fascinated by this topic. So recently I've had several of my guests who have been talking about light and how important it is to watch the sunrise and the frequencies that happen at sunrise, because exposure to the light, early morning light, is actually communicating through our eyes to our brain, setting up all our circadian rhythms that establish healthy biological functioning throughout the day, and which is pretty fascinating. I never really thought about it, and I've gone now without sunglasses, which I used to wear all the time, because that stops the light from getting in. So, you know, I think we need to appreciate that light is this nutrient that has, you know, just profound communication to the body. And that's what we're talking about, right? We're talking about a frequency that is communicating on a our DNA recognizes frequencies, so it's probably talking right down to the DNA in us.
Well, it's interesting that you say that. Again, I believe it was in the 1970s, a biophysicist in Austria named Fritz Popp was doing some experiments on a cellular level, and they got a very unexpected response from the cell. They were using ultraviolet light, and they couldn't figure out theoretically what was going on. So they developed cameras that could film light at a very discrete level. And what they realized is that our cells emit light. Our DNA emits light. And what they further discovered with a series of experiments, and we still don't quite understand how this works, but the mechanism that conducts or orchestrates all the cellular activity in the body is coherent light. So each cell in the body goes through 100,000 chemical reactions per second on average. And so if you think of the trillions and trillions of cells that we have, it's pretty amazing how that orchestration is going on. It's mind-boggling. And so what they've discovered is that light is basically the conductor of the orchestra, and it's coherent light. And they actually have photographed where the body is diseased. For instance, if you have a tumor, and they have photographed incoherent light. And so if you think about light being the first and primary information carrier of the universe, right? We have the Big Bang in the Bible or the Torah, you know, God's first belief, I believe his first statement was, let there be light. And light is an information carrier. You know, that's how we used to lay down transatlantic cable, right, and move voice. And now we move digital pictures and sound and all kinds of information over light. And it turns out that our bodies were designed to absorb light. We absorb light mostly through the face, hands, and feet, where we have the most capillaries. I don't know if you remember as a kid, I was so fascinated. If you put a flashlight up to your hand or up to your mouth, and the whole body would glow from the inside out, it would look red from the blood flow, and it would be kind of creepy, but it was really amazing and fascinating. Well, we were transparent to light. So different wavelengths of light, like red, will go deep into tissue. Near infrared will move all the way and go all the way into bone. So when we're outside or using a light therapy unit, or even indoors under bad light or not such great lighting, we're absorbing the light through the tissues. Then our circulatory system and actually the acupuncture meridian start running that light through the body. The connective tissue then picks up the light, and connective tissue has fiber optic properties, which is really amazing. And it runs light down to every cell. It first impacts the cell membrane, which is vibrating all the time. They call that capacitance. It improves the capacitance or the level of vibration, and then it goes inside the cell itself and does some amazing things. But the primary thing, and I think the most important, is that it stimulates the production of ATP, which is the energy molecule in the mitochondria. It also improves the expression of upregulation of genes, and creates nitric oxide, which is very, very good for the body. It does a whole series of things, but the most importantly, it boosts energy production on a biochemical level. So it's a very fascinating science.
You know, and you know, the way you explain it, it's really easy to understand why it is a vital nutrient. Especially if it can generate energy on the cellular level, that's critical. Every single function in our body depends on the production of ATP. Everything
right.
requires energy.
Everything
that
does.
Molecule.
Everything does. And you know, it goes way beyond that. There's repair and regeneration of cells. So we know, for instance, people who use red light and their retinas are exposed to red light. With eyes closed, they don't have to be open, that different retinal diseases or injuries are actually repaired. The body is created to self-regenerate if we don't overburden it with too many, you know, we're so overburdened nowadays. We're so exposed to so much stress, which takes an incredible wear and tear on the body and the mind. And actually, they know now it reduces longevity. So they've discovered something called telomeres. But the toxins that we're exposed to, you know, in our food, in our environment, the wireless, all these conveniences that, you know, I can't imagine living without are actually also harmful for us. And we're so bombarded by so many things that we need to do whatever we can, you know, nutrition, good water, exercise, having a practice like yoga or meditation to de-stress, all those are important. But the important thing also is to include light in that mix because our bodies and our brains need it. Your other guest was right. The brain does need light. And that's why
really,
not good.
I was going to say, you know, as we get into this conversation, as we understand light, it really is a fundamental nutrient, as we were saying at the very beginning of the show.
Right.
It's critical. And we're going to go into the different frequencies of light. You know, I remember there were times, you know, I have a memory of solariums. You know, people would go to solariums. They'd go to places to, you know, rejuvenate and regenerate, and they'd be out in the sun and have sun baths. And I even remember when I went to Egypt, some of the ancient temples had places where people for healing would go to have sun baths. We've forgotten that. That's ancient, you know, it's like a, you know, an ancient memory of the role of the sun that has always been included in any healing modality. And because we spend 95% of our time indoors, and not only that, but because we spend so much time in front of computer screens or fluorescent lights or the LEDs, which create and emit a frequency which is unnatural to be exposed to through all hours of the day and night, we're in toxic environments now. So it's not just about not getting enough natural light. It's about getting exposure to lights on an ongoing basis, long term, every day, that are actually harmful to our health.
Correct. Yeah, correct. So it's important to be outdoors, it's important to be in the sun, and it's also very important. There's a very disconcerting trend. Well, first of all, you know, we very often are exposed to fluorescence, even in the emergency room in the hospital. You know, what do they have? They have fluorescence. Fluorescence deplete us, they harm the immune system, and they actually negatively impact the functioning of the brain. But the new LEDs, it's not that LEDs themselves are harmful, but the LEDs that they're using has only one wavelength. And overexposure just to one wavelength all day is very bad for the body. So I encourage anyone who's listening to, as much as possible, go back to full spectrum lighting, to incandescent light bulbs. Stay away from these one wavelength LEDs and from fluorescence, whatever type of fluorescence. They're a little hard to find, the incandescent light bulbs, but you can get them, I know, on Amazon. And probably some hardware stores still carry them. But you're correct.
I've changed all my light bulbs over to incandescent. I found them on Amazon, and I probably could find them in Home Depot as well. So as much as possible, I've turned all my light bulbs over to have that full spectrum light. So, Yvonne, can we talk about the different frequencies of light?
Sure. We can talk about the different. They're actually called wavelengths, and I know they sound similar. And in the visible range, non-ionizing light sources in the visible range go from what they call 400 to 700 nanometers, or nm. At the lower end of that range, you're going to have a darker blue or more of an ultraviolet. And UV light has been used medically. Only a doctor can administer it because it's pretty dangerous. Some people have actually, even with medical care, been harmed by it. And then as you move up from that ultraviolet, the next range is a blue violet. We normally call blue violet, along with another range that's blue turquoise, we generally call that blue. And there's a lot of misconception about blue light that I'd like to touch on, if that's okay with you.
In
the media, they talk about how harmful an overexposure to blue light is for us. particularly for people who genetically are predisposed or for whatever reason are predisposed to developing macular degeneration, which is really just such a crippling. It's a very sad condition to have to experience. And it's like you're blind, but you're not blind at the same time. And so they say, you know, we need to stay away from blue because there's too much blue in our phones, on our laptops, and let's stay away from that. You know, now they have a yellow light, I think, like a backlight on my phone, and they're developing eyeglasses that you can wear at your computer that block blue light. But what they're not saying, and most people don't understand, is that the blue light that they're talking about that can be harmful if we're overexposed to it. It's not harmful to be generally exposed. I think in general it can be a very good and healthy wavelength. But if we're overexposed to the blue violet, that's where the issues are. But other blue light, any light, blue light that's over 455 or 455 nanometers, which is blue turquoise, which we use in our unit, and which NASA spent $12 million putting on the International Space Station because it's so helpful for people, that's a good blue light. That's not harmful. So, again, it's like the general conclusions medicine has come to in terms of sunlight. It's the same thing here. It's not black or white. And it's important to get, you know, to look at things and research them a little bit more in depth than they're often able to talk about in a 2-3 minute segment on the 6 o'clock news, right?
Right.
So blue light, yeah. And then when we move up from blue light, so blue light, and I can talk a little bit about blue light. Blue light, it is amazing. It's actually good for your heart. It resets circadian rhythm, so it helps sleep. It affects the production of melatonin, so that's why it affects sleep. But melatonin is also very important for longevity. In the blue turquoise range, that blue light will also stimulate serotonin, you know, the feel-good hormones in the brain. And blue light in this range of blue turquoise, they actually use it in hospitals. If someone now has an antibiotic-resistant skin infection like MRSA, which is very dangerous, and antibiotics are not really helping, they'll put that part of the body under a blue turquoise. Actually, they usually use 470 nanometers, which we have in our unit, and it will eradicate the infection. Patients are completely healed. Very
wow.
Interesting.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Right.
Yeah, so they're using light as an antibiotic or as a way to kill bacteria infections.
Exactly. And they're actually bringing back, you know, there has been actually Nobel Prize winner back in the, I think it was in the 1920s, a gentleman from Norway, Finsen was his name, and he used light to heal skin conditions. He won a Nobel Prize in medicine. But light therapy has kind of gone into the background because there was so much focus on chemistry and medicine, which is great too. I mean, we need that information. We've learned a lot. But they are bringing back a treatment that was around a while ago, and that's taking blood out of a patient who has an antibiotic-resistant infection inside the body, not just on the skin, and they're exposing it to UV light and then putting the blood back in the patient. And they're healing MRSA inside the body with this technology that's actually been around for a while.
Yeah, it's so exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so exciting to me to know that we're coming back to an understanding of a gift that nature has given us, and we have technologies now that can deliver these different wavelengths. Let's talk about some of the other wavelengths, because I know there are more wavelengths that
there
you
are.
Have researched, incorporate in your technology that have other benefits.
Yeah. Yeah, and our technology, we focused on three, which is the blue turquoise that I talked about, that healthier blue, red, and your infrared. But between blue, when you're moving from blue to the red, there is some green and amber, and those have some very specific, we do not have them in our device. They have a very specific application. Green can sometimes be good for some migraine sufferers and also for acne. And amber is good for the skin in some very specific, with some very specific issues. Once we move past those that have a more limited, from what we can understand right now with this, where science is at and research, when we move into the next larger range, that would be red, and then red going into near infrared. So red light has many, many applications. It stimulates cellular repair and regeneration. And that's why red light, exposing the retina to red light, they have documented that you can reverse macular degeneration and the eyes can repair themselves. Red light is used also in sports medicine and professional sport teams because the cells and tissue repair and regenerate. Red light is also wonderful for, and many people may have been using it in a spa, for what we call a photofacial. So it will stimulate the production of collagen, which makes, of course, our face look younger, wrinkles start disappearing, and fine lines. And actually stimulating collagen throughout the body is important. And also the production of elastin. So people who use red light therapy, either go to a spa or use our unit, they often find that they start looking 5, 10, 15, and even 20 years younger. So red light is also very, very good for that increase in energy or that ATP production and accelerating wound healing. The Army uses it in the Middle East and other areas where people get injured because wounds or in a med spa, if you have like a laser treatment that damages the skin in order to have it grow back younger looking, they will follow up with a red light therapy to accelerate that healing. So there's many great things about red light. Oh, it also stimulates your hair follicles. So for women more than men, you know, hair grows back if you're losing hair or your hair just comes in thicker and shinier and healthier. So
why is that?
You know what? I don't really understand the chemistry of it through the hair, but it definitely does that. And you can buy hair helmets with lights. We have a program for hair setting on our unit. With male pattern baldness, it's a little harder to regrow hair. But a lot of our male customers say, for instance, you know, I've stopped losing hair. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice here. They stop losing hair, which they're happy about. And my partner, David, his hair color came back. It just blew me away. He went from totally white to kind of a little bit of salt and pepper, and he's got most of his color back. And his hair is pretty
amazing. That's fantastic. So it, on some level, it supports the rejuvenation of the body is really
right on a cellular level. Red light also reduces inflammation and can be very dramatic and reduces pain. So we've had people either call us or write to us if they have their hands under the red light or program with red light. Not only did it help with that arthritic pain, but the calcium deposits that they had on their knuckles, you know, it looks like their knuckles are swollen and they can't move their fingers very easily, melted away under red light. Within a month, melted away. It was really, I always love hearing these because I didn't even know it could do that.
Wow. So So you've covered everything from the ultraviolet and the blue, the blue turquoise, the red, and what about near infrared?
So near infrared is no, we haven't yet. So near infrared is like red, but it's invisible to the human eye. And it's very healing, does pretty much the same thing that red light does, except it goes through the bone. And you can actually heal fractures, you know, other diseases. But what's really interesting for me is that the VA and the NIH recently, not long ago, maybe it was 2 years ago, a year ago, had done studies with war vets who have what we call TBI, traumatic brain injury, especially in the Middle East. You know, even if bombs go off around them and they're not directly impacted, the shock of the bomb going off and the jingling around of the brain inside the cranium, inside the skull, actually causes microbleeding. And they've been talking about this with football players. It's a big problem in certain sports. And they're actually healing and reversing not just traumatic brain injury, but also they're saying PTSD is connected with this. And PTSD using red and near infrared light. And you can Google this and find this online. It's really interesting. So applying red and near infrared, which we have both, you know, over the face especially, because the cranium around the frontal lobes and the forehead are particularly receptive to light. Goes through the cranium and can actually help the brain or stimulate the brain to regenerate itself. It regenerates itself. It's given, I know, it's almost sometimes difficult to believe because it's something so simple and something we take for granted. And we're thinking, how can this be so powerful? But like you said, when we understand that it's an essential nutrient, that's when we start understanding the results that science is showing us. And actually, medicine is on the brink of a huge transformation. There'll be more and more non-invasive procedures using a magnetism. Actually, in Israel, they're doing surgery without cutting people. It's like Star Trek. And so amazing. It's mind-boggling. And using light therapeutically.
And that's what lasers are, right? Lasers are light.
Yes.
Lasers are light.
Exactly. And you can have the red and near infrared in a laser. Lasers are potentially dangerous. That's why you need to go to a physician. There's something called a low-level laser now, and that's very similar to what we have, which are LEDs, which are safe. But typically lasers, you know, we've used them for surgery. That was one of the first applications. Lasers are so coherent in the wavelength that they'll cut through flesh or tissue. The interesting thing about a laser, though, once it crosses that initial tissue skin barrier, it is dispersed by the body in every direction. Because, again, the body's been designed to take in light and disperse it. LEDs and low-level laser, there's sometimes those terms are used interchangeably, will bring a more not so coherent, it's coherent light, but it's not a very strict one wavelength, very narrow wavelength. So, for instance, we say we have 470 nanometers in the blue, 670 in red. Actually, as the LED is emitting that light, it varies. Could be 10 nanometers each way. It'll fluctuate. So the initial impact on the body is not harmful. The body just takes it in. And So I was talking about near infrared. Right. So the near infrared does a lot that the red does. And combining red with near infrared is very typical in sports clinics or other facilities where they're working on healing. They're actually using red and near infrared to reverse the effects of radiation in some cancer hospitals. It's very profound. So beyond near infrared, we have what we call far infrared, and that would be in a sauna. So, you know, if you've been in a sauna and they say near infrared, and then people call us, they said, well, your unit has near infrared, but they're near and they're actually far infrared. So far infrared is further up on the scale of wavelength. Again, invisible, but that's what produces that very healing heat. You know, so saunas can be, those far infrared saunas are very healing too. You're going to sweat in there, but you're going to release a lot of toxins. So they're great as well. Yeah.
So to recap, we are light beings. You know, we've heard that term. We are light beings. We're beings that mm-hmm. require light to function. In fact, health is to achieve optimal health, to allow our body to rejuvenate and regenerate and repair. We need light. We need a full range of spectrum of these wavelengths, and that we are really moving into an age when it's really being understood that light is a healing medicine for us, you might say. And
right.
and I want us to move into the technologies that you're involved with, and help us understand what that is and how you got involved with light therapy and this specific technology is called the Dream Spa. When I was researching different healing modalities using light, I came across the Dream Spa, and that's really where our relationship began, because I was so fascinated by the origins, where this technology came from and how it was developed and, of course, what it can do. So I'm just going to let you jump in and talk about all this.
Okay. Wow. It's kind of an involved and long story, but, you know, light therapy has been researched now for many decades, and the biggest researcher actually on the planet has done the most extensive research and development is NASA. And NASA developed light therapy for the astronauts because when the body goes in zero gravity, it starts to degenerate very quickly. So it's not only that sleep is such a huge issue because they don't have any circadian rhythms up in the black void up there. And, you know, wounds don't heal in zero gravity. You lose bone density and muscle mass very quickly. And so for these long missions or a stint on the International Space Station, they have found that light is one of the most significant things that they can bring to the astronauts to help them stay healthy and fit and alert. So light research has been out for quite a while. And our particular developer who's passed away, his name was Mellon. Mellon unfortunately passed away 2 years ago. He was very interested and fascinated in light therapy, more from the aspect of not just what it does, but how it does impact the communication between cells and inside of cells. You know, how do cells communicate with each other? How do they know what to do on the inside because so much is going on at once? And as you were reading my bio a little bit, you know, I became very ill. I had two small children. I was running an accounting firm, an estate planning firm, and I couldn't get out of bed. And I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, I had chronic fatigue. And I went to a physician, and what they were recommending to me, I just couldn't accept it. It was some very powerful drugs. And I'm a meditator and a spiritual person. And the first thing I thought is, you know, I won't be connected to God. I don't even know, Cheryl, where that thought came from. It's just spontaneous. And that's how I started getting involved in complementary medicine or natural healing. And I learned so much. It was so fascinating to me. And my partner, David, actually became friends with the developer and inventor. And we went out and visited him in California and tried his prototypes. And so when he decided to come out with a product that he wanted to come out for consumers, he contacted us and asked us if we would help him introduce this product. And I was so excited about it because it impacted my fatigue level like nothing else. With fibromyalgia, I had significant fatigue. And the prototype transformed that fatigue. It was really amazing. So we were just very excited to be part of this. And his intent and the reason he wanted to come out with a consumer unit versus focusing on providing this to just, you know, chiropractors or spas and doctors. We actually have a lot of professional people buy our unit because it's professional grade and there's nothing else like it out there. But the reason he wanted to do that was that he had received millions of dollars in funding from the chairman of the board of the Ford Motor Company, Fred Pauling, who's also deceased. And he wanted to do research on what's happening on a cellular level. So with the research, he developed technology that we could measure in 30, 60, 90 days, keeps improving. But within 30 days, everyone tested using blood and urine tests, a variety based on anti-aging medicine. When you put those together, the results of the various tests, they come up with a physiological or biological age for you, regardless of your chronological age. And there was a big improvement in everyone within 30 days. You know, at different levels, because everyone's coming in with a different history and a genetic background and stressors or trauma or whatever they experienced in life, but everybody improved. And again, in 60 and 90 days. And that was what he was so excited about. It's not about going to the spa or doctor and getting a treatment. It's about using this on a regular basis to improve your health, to improve your energy, and to actually improve your chances for healthy longevity. So that's how I got involved with it. And you know, I love the product. We use it daily. This is for years now. I can't imagine being without it. I actually love the product and use it.
So Yvonne, describe what the dream spa is.
What is it? Okay. Well, sometimes we say it's a time machine, right? It's reversing aging. But what it really is that we're delivering a significant amount of light to the entire body, and that's through the face. So in a 30-minute session, your body's filled with light. And we use a particular type of LED that most light therapy units, unless they're super expensive and they're geared for, you know, a medical center or a spa, they usually don't use these lights because they are more expensive to use and build with, but they deliver a significant amount of light to the brain and body. So it goes directly through the eyes, like you were saying before. The eyes are really an extension of the brain, and the brain needs light, very much so, to run the body. But it's also dispersed throughout the body, and we know that in that 30 minutes, how much light we're actually delivering. So we say we're recharging the body like a battery. That's the best way to put it. And people get a myriad of results from that aspect. We have another major aspect to our light therapy. But the first one with the light delivery, people are systemically regenerating. And that's why they end up having just, you know, wonderful results, like hair color coming back, which are, you know, kind of unique. But most people will say, my energy's transformed. I look much younger. I sleep much better. My mood's so much better. My thinking is clear. My memory is improving. And, you know, those are the major things that they typically notice when they first start using the technology. But as you use it longer, the benefits are progressive. So that's the light therapy portion. What was really brilliant in the design of our unit is that we've combined that very advanced light therapy with brainwave entrainment. And so for people who don't know what that is, you know, we have different, all human beings have different brainwave frequencies, starting with beta. That's the one when we're thinking and talking and being very cognitive. Very fast beta is anxiety or high anxiety. And unfortunately, in our society, we're beta toys, right? We live in beta. It's not good for us. After that, when the brainwave starts slowing down a little bit from beta, it's not that beta is bad. It serves its purpose. It's important for us, but we don't want to stay there. So as you slow down the brainwaves and you go down to the next set of brainwaves, those are called alpha. And that's like being in the zone. You know, I tell people, you know, that's like I'm on the beach having a Mai Tai. I'm just relaxing. Mm-hmm. I'm awake. I'm conscious. I'm relaxed. After alpha, we start going into theta. And theta is really interesting. Theta is also aspects of sleep. It's subconscious mind. It's memory. It's daydreaming. And that's where meditators go. That's the goal, to go into theta. And there's a range of 8 hertz theta, and then the 5 hertz theta, which is a very deep theta, and even seasoned meditators can't often stay awake, right? Because the purpose of meditation is to stay awake and experience meditation. But at 5 hertz, that's called the miracle zone by research. So that's where the brain, quote unquote, reboots itself. It repairs, it regenerates. Learning consolidation takes place, improves memory, focus, and that's where we take people during the half-hour session, start at beta and go gently down from beta into alpha, 8 hertz theta, and then finally, the most delicious part, because it's so relaxing and feels so good, is at 8 hertz theta. So when people come out from the session, the first thing most people notice is they're very relaxed. And then that ATP energy starts being produced, you know, get more energy at a molecular level, and you start feeling this energy. So if you're tired, you just don't feel tired anymore. But there's also greater clarity and focus. People say their memory is better, you're calmer. Right? So you're ready to deal with the world, because our world is overstimulating. So we provide both those benefits, and the benefits are progressive. They do get better over time with regular use.
You know, this is why I was so interested in your technology, because, yes. Oh my gosh, you know, you're dealing with the ability to regenerates the body, support the immune system, help with pain, help build collagen and elastin, help with sleep, help with memory, help generate energy. You're talking about the basic needs to support a body's ability to heal and regenerate. And I think you clearly communicated all the research that has been done. And it's all in your technology, which is like it just goes over your head. You lie down and this hood comes over and you just lie there for 30 minutes and the different lights, whether it's the blue turquoise or the red infrared, and is the far infrared as well in there?
Yeah.
So you have
and
different
near,
programs,
near infrared.
Right?
Yeah, near infrared, right.
Yeah,
they're multi-way. We have 5 different programs, right. But, you know, the experience is delicious. People say, well, do I have to do this, you know, a couple times a week? And, you know, we tell them, once you start using it, because you're so deeply relaxed, which the light does itself, muscles start relaxing, but also the brainwave entrainment. And really, what's the final outcome and purpose of all of this is to feel great, right? Anything that we can use or expose ourselves to that increases vitality, that increases joy, right? That feeling of, wow, it's great to be alive, that feeling of well-being. You know, that to me, that's that's, you know, what we're aspiring to, is to feel so great and live life fully. And I think that's what it's all about, whatever it is that we're doing.
Well, that's what I'm really interested in, looking at technologies that can, in a sense, upgrade our system that supports our body's ability to rejuvenate and regenerate at any age. Mm-hmm. And light is such a key in being able to do that, especially since we know that we are a light body. Light is the key nutrient, and we're very deficient in it, and we're you know, desperately needing more of those light wavelengths to help the body repair, regenerate, and function at a higher level. So I want to just let people know that if you're interested in learning more about this technology called Dream Spa, number one, you can go to a link that I have when I send out the archives, but the link is dreamspastore.com/discount/light. Okay, because Yvonne has offered a 10% discount if you want to purchase the technology. Is there a 90-day money-back guarantee on that?
Right. It comes with a 2-year warranty. We have a 90-day money-back guarantee. We pay for return shipping. And we really like to give people an opportunity to use it, because we feel if they're going to make the investment, we really want to help and support them in seeing what it can do for them. So there's a 90-day money-back guarantee, and we also offer a very affordable financing online as well, so people can finance the purchase.
Yeah, you know, so it's called Dream Spa. What's the basic website? And I'll put it in our archive link. So if people just want to learn about the Dream Spa, where do they go?
Yes. They can go to www.dreamspa.com. And then we do have another site that has some other information, too, and has a lot of testimonials. They both have testimonials, but our other site has, it's not a storefront, but it does have more testimonials. That's www.lighthealth, like healthy, research.com.
Great. Lighthealthresearch.com, or people can go to dreamspa.com, or if you want the link to get, if you're interested, want to try it, have a 90-day money-back guarantee time to experience it, go to dreamspastore.com/discount/light. This has been so fascinating, Yvonne. I have one of your units that I'm experimenting with, and I'm just starting to use it, and I'm just thrilled that I found you and that I have a chance to really get the benefits. I just want to say that I know I have friends that have already purchased your unit and love it and rave about it, and that's part of what got me to you, and I'm so grateful for our conversation today, because you do such a great job on explaining this leading edge modality for healing. We're really on the wave of what is happening as we understand more about what really supports our body to heal and regenerate, and it's light. Light is the key nutrient we all need. So thanks so much, Yvonne. I appreciate your time and your passion and your expertise on the subject of light for healing.
Well, you know what? Thank you, Cheryl. I'm so passionate, not just about our technology, but sharing with the world. You know, for us, it's much more than just bringing a product out that's helpful. It's really helping people rediscover what light means, the science behind it. And I'm a big believer in paying back, or paying forward. You know, we're all in this together, right? We're discovering that more and more as the world gets smaller.
And Yvonne, I'm going to have to cut you off, because we're at the very end of the show. So I want to thank you, Yvonne Hedeker, dreamspa.com. And until next time, always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.